Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome on to Branded, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes and beyond the brand to challenge the status quo and show the fuck up in your own life. I'm super excited to be talking with Courtney Koenig today. She's doing this through human design and all these really, really good things. So, Courtney, thank you so much for being here. I'm so honored.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited that we get to be here today. And thank you again for having me on.
Absolutely. And you guys keep your eyes and ears open because we're doing a podcast swap and Courtney is going to be doing a deep dive into my human design whenever we record for her podcast. And so we'll for sure, like I'll put the link in the show notes so you can go check out her podcast before and after that episode, right? But let me introduce Courtney. She is an international personal development coach and leader. She guides her clients to uncover their true essence and master their power, blending human design, positive intelligence, and self-mastery tools. She'll empower you to lead your business with velocity. We're going to talk about that a little bit because I want to dive into that concept. And her approach is really tailored to your unique human design to help you tap into transformative leadership and personal growth. I can speak from personal experience, having seen Courtney on stage speaking at an event and being able to talk to her like through these kinds of outlets. Such good energy. Like you just bring such incredible, like, I don't know, it's like a deep breath when I'm around you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I feel like in order to be in this personal development space, I need to work on myself a lot. And that's a byproduct of being in this space as I get to work on myself a lot and a lot and a lot.
Right. It never ends. It's part yes. of a daily business task, right? I feel the same way, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not part of the daily thing. And it's scheduled to me. It's like part of my to-dos, you know, is to pour into myself and in the ways that fit me the best and not look towards other things that like, oh, well, this worked for this person. You know, I just have tried a bunch of things, but it's really personal development that's personal and it's pocketed throughout the day so I can have those reset moments so that my energy stays as clean as it gets. Cause we're all human, right? We're going to pick up junk, you know, and things happen, you know? So, but, it's definitely, you know, putting forward that this is a priority and not just a, I hope I get to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not something that you just do once a week or once a year. Let's be honest. A lot of people, right. I mean, example, me with personal development, I hadn't probably read a book in over a decade when I first started diving into personal development 3 years ago. I hadn't done meditation or yoga for at least 5+ years prior to that. Like I wasn't doing anything on a daily basis to pour back into myself. And guess what? I was depleted. 100%.
Yeah. And it gets to be like that. Yeah. That depletion of, and it doesn't feel good, you know, to have a personal or professional life that feels yucky, you know? And we get to have fulfilling life and we get to curate that and really create that reality. And that's what's super to me so special is that each one of us has this like just reality on our hearts and in our souls and we get to create that. But sometimes the world and our human natures teach us otherwise and we just have to strip that back and keep remembering who we are over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get plenty of opportunities to bring it back into the forefront. So before we dive into human design, because I do want to talk about that and how it is so incredibly unique to each person. Do you, I mean, I imagine you remember, but yes. Has human design always been a part of your life? Like what did life look like before you got into, you know, creating this beautiful business that you have?
Yeah, well, I do. Yeah, I remember. It was a lot of being very hard on myself, being very self-critical in business, especially. So I'm a projector, which is one of the human design types. You're a generator. Mm-hmm. And a lot of generators and manifesting generators have a lot of energy and they can get a lot done. That's not the gift that I have. I have other gifts that supplement and help me to get things done. But I was so critical about the things that I wasn't getting done that I didn't even celebrate the things I was getting done. I didn't even celebrate like how I was showing up. You know, I was just like finding the gaps of like, oh, you're not doing this, you know, and comparing myself so much to other people. That was a big thing too. So when I found Human Design, it was through one of my friends as I was networking and stuff like that. She was like, hey, what's your Human Design? And I'm like, what is that?
My what?
Yeah. And I was like, huh?
But that's like most people. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, what is this? And I like, once she said the word, I could feel her, the, like the power that was there. There was something meant for me. And so I thought, okay, well, just like, let's see what this is. Well, then she pulled up the chart and I was like, okay, that is so not helpful. I have no idea anything about that. Well, she was like, well, I know this and this and this, but let me refer you to another friend who coaches in this and she can give you some more tips and tools. So I actually had her come into my community and train on this, you know, because I thought, oh, there's something that's super cool here for me. But after she trained, I was like, okay, there is really, I just felt this intuitive pull. And really before Human Design, I never really recognized all my intuition pulling me in different directions. I just thought, this is kind of how I feel, like this pulling towards me. I just need to go for it and see what happens, you know? Mm-hmm. But I followed this intuitive thought that, why don't you just practice and play with this for like 4 months? It was over the summer, and see if this helps you at all. See if there's really something to this. Cause you know, it seems kind of woo-woo even for me. So I did that and I was like, wow. Just at the end of my 4 month experiment, I was like, I feel so much more freedom. I feel so much more love for myself, like real empathy. Like, I have always had to take like a little power nap every day. And I would get so hard on myself for being like, you have to lay down. Oh my goodness, what's wrong with you? You know, or my mind in my, as I was napping, it'd be like, you should be doing this and this and this, you know? But once I like released all these kind of like thoughts that didn't serve me and actually lived in a way that was really aligned for me, I felt so much more happy and freedom and validation. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Like what an incredible way to be able to experience something. And I think it was really, really smart for you to say from the beginning, okay, I have zero expectations of what this is going to turn into. I'm going to play. I'm going to have fun with this. And I'm just going to explore. Like, it's just pure curiosity at this point. And I feel like when you approach things in life and in business with curiosity versus shame, judgment, just like that strenuous kind of goal-oriented way, it's such a shift in the energy you put into the action.
Yes, it is such a shift. And it's almost like the universe is like, or God, whoever we look to, you know, is like, hey, this is meant for you. And we're going to show you a path and we're going to open it up even more, but just trust us, you know, just trust going down this path and see what is there for you. And it's just really a powerful moment to shifts, really create that new, pathway, you know, for my business. Like it just opened up. I was like, okay, I have got to do something about this. You know, I can't just keep this to myself. Let's go.
I love it. And see, that's some of the best business models are the ones that you just can't ignore how good it makes you feel. And you're like, well, I have to share this with other people. Somebody else has to experience this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I know. And that really is, I like that passionate energy, especially for like, for you as a generator and a manifesting generator, you know, like you guys get so lit up when you're working in your passion, and it's almost like this magnetizing force that brings others in towards you. And it just makes it in a way that, you know, we don't talk about too much in the business world is like that energetic, field, bringing things towards us. That's really meant for us.
Yeah, and see, that's why I love getting connected with business owners that speak both of these languages. Like, I think that's really important because it makes you a very well-rounded entrepreneur, but it also creates really well-rounded clients that you're working with because you're not just saying, here's your chart, now go and follow it word for word and only do the things that are on this. It's like, no, this is your template that tells you if you were to use this as a guide, you'll most likely get the best results. But also, let me teach you how to listen to the intuitive nature and all the things. So like you speak from both sides of it, and that just it brings just like I said, the well-rounded. It's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah, and I love what you said. Yeah, is like because we're all like we need a lot of sides and a lot of facets to us, and human design, we can kind of think about it like a personality test, sort of, but it's more this like energetic situation. But it t tells us, you know, like how do we make decisions best? How do we like and there's lots of combinations. I almost think about it like a puzzle. You know, you're like doing a puzzle and stuff like that, and there's lots of pieces that form this picture. Each person is their own puzzle. So there's like no real box with human design because so many pieces can fit and form into one person, and so many combinations. And I love the uniqueness of that because I felt so lo for so many years that we're all unique in our own special way, and other personality tests, as good as they are, which are fantastic, and I love them, has felt like this kind of box situation, you know? Like, I'm just putting you in a box and that's where you belong. But I'm like, no, there's no box. You get to build your own.
Yeah, and see, I love that analogy, like that metaphor you just said with the puzzle.
Yes.
That really gave me the visual of human design that I haven't been presented with yet. Like, that really gave me that visual aid. Because when I took my did the human design chart and sent it to you, and of course I like looked at it first. I didn't really know what I was looking at. I was like, okay, cool, this is great. Send. And but I saw it, and like you said, the first time that it was presented to you, I was like, whoa, there's so much here. There's so much here. And to know that like every little piece of it is different for somebody. Like, I could share a lot of qualities with other people, but there's so much involved in it that like I have my own pieces of my own puzzle. How cool. Oh, I love that.
I know. It makes it so special and unique, the combinations that we can get. And it really is what I also love about it too is like for me, it's and for my clients, it's helped them to rewire their brain because our brains are trying to find these loopholes, right, for situations. They're looking at like, you know, someone compliments us, or someone or a personality test tells us we're this cool way, you know, and our brain's already trying to find the loophole to not have that, you know, or be like, no, I don't think I am like that, or I was just that was just a fluky thing I did that one day. But like, because human design is based on our birth date, time, and place, those are facts. And our brain loves facts so much. It really gets involved in facts. And so when it's like up against a fact, it's like, well, I guess this chart must be true. So if this chart is true, then these gifts are true to me. And so from right away, instead of like, oftentimes we have this like Grand Canyon of here's where we are, and our hopes and our dreams are on this other side, you know?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, what do we
What do
do,
we
you
pull out the
know?
binoculars?
Yeah, totally. Well, it's like human design builds that bridge, and it's like just walk across because here's some of your gifts. What if you utilize the gift of like there's the gift of communication, you know? What if we lean into that even more? I was had a guest this morning on for the podcast, and I shared one of her gifts is to her ability to be a North Star. And that's just something you don't really hear very much, like, you know, like those type of little details. And I'm like, what could you do to utilize this in your business even more? How could you market yourself with these gifts, right? Like it kind of flips the script on all of that.
I love that. Yeah, and what's really cool about how you translate the chart too, I think it really, each time it happens, someone, I guarantee you probably have these moments of like, whoa, yeah, that is something I feel about myself. I just didn't know how to put words to it. I didn't know how to identify what that was. And so, yeah, I mean, it's okay. This, I'm having trouble gathering my thoughts because I'm like, I love talking about this kind of stuff. So I need to like, okay, generator, calm down.
You're lit up.
I know, right? So when you said, okay, we have got this Grand Canyon, we're on this side. Yes. What we want is over here. Human design is the bridge. Is that what you mean by creating velocity?
Yes, definitely. So velocity, the like very definition of velocity, is not only speed, but it's speed in the right direction. And so often as entrepreneurs, we do this like zigzag approach, you know, or we get like overwhelmed or we're like, go over here and then go over here. And then all these, you know, whereas velocity is like, let's go, let's build the bridge in the right direction. And let's go over it in a way that's with ease, that's with alignment. And alignment is all about like, instead of having to overcorrect things or hold on real tight to the steering wheel, right? The car just drives forward in a nice motion. Mm-hmm. And so we're not having to correct the wheel or do all those things. And so it does build this bridge of like, but it builds it on our strengths and our gifts and what we have to bring to the table. And so that fuels the speed even more. It's like, here we go. We can start having fun with this.
Yeah.
We can start going in a faster direction than we ever thought was possible because we're on this journey with ourselves and we're not being bombarded by how to do it for other people, you know, how to build this bridge for other people. You know, it's our bridge. We get to go on it ourselves.
Well, and that's, yeah, that's exactly the point. Like whenever you first were starting to share and you were talking about how you, before discovering human design, had all of these moments where it's like you were guilting or shaming yourself for not being or doing things in a certain way. You would try to replicate somebody else. And honestly, I think all of us struggle with that so much, mostly due to just conditioning that we, you know, we're basically just being shitted on like nonstop. Yes. And it's like enough is enough. And I love that this modality gives, it helps people give themselves permission to say, okay, I don't need to be acting like so-and-so. I don't need really like to get this result in this way. Mm-hmm. I can do it my way. It might be faster. It might take longer. It doesn't really matter is the point.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, and when we come to the table, I even talk to my clients too. I'm like, when you're posting, you know, I want you to feel aligned with what you're posting on and not feel like it's not stolen words, but you know, like, you know, kind of what someone else is doing, you know, that type of thing. And I had one of my clients the other day and she's like, thank you for giving me permission to, you know, to have a rhythm of posting, but also a voice to posting that was just mine. And sometimes we just need that, you know, just that like, you know, this is you and you got this.
Yeah. Well, and what's so funny about building a business online that I've discovered more and more, the majority of like really big transformation, all of it starts with somebody that has done it before you, giving you that permission to say, it's okay to give yourself permission for this. Like sometimes we have to be reminded that we are actually in charge of our own decisions. It's okay to trust them. It's okay if they don't turn out the way you expect or someone else expects. I had, I was recording a podcast last week with somebody and she told me after we wrapped the podcast and we were just chatting, she goes, I want to tell you how grateful I am that it was just a side comment you made, but it stuck with me and it has shifted my whole content, like how I show up on social media, because we had done a podcast recording like 4 months prior. And so this was our second one. And she goes, I want to just tell you, like the fact that you told me it's okay to not engage with, like, if I want to post something, it's okay to post it and not go back into that post for 24 hours. It's okay to let the comments sit there and come back to them and engage with them when I'm ready for it. It's okay to not scroll your feed, you know? And so it was like, all she needed was someone else to say, I gave myself permission to get the work done and then get off the platform because I knew it was sucking my energy. And she just needed somebody else to say, like, I gave myself permission to do this. And so then she turned around and felt empowered to give herself permission to do it. And she goes, it's completely shifted everything. I don't feel so anxious. I just have a whole different energy around the content I'm putting out now. And I was like, that's amazing. Like, I'm so happy for you. Because there's Sarah, so many people that quit too soon.
Yes. And so many people that need that, they want to do things right, you know? Yeah. And I always tell people, I'm like, there is no right answer, honestly. There's no right way to do business. There's no right way at all. It's just how you want to do it is, and doing it your way, you know? And having the permissions and the validation that it's going to work because it's going in the right direction, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's, yeah, that's exactly it. It's do the thing and do it the way that feels good to you and then honor that and stick to it. I said something recently about consistency and I was like, you know, for a long time, I was very confused about what consistency actually could look like for me as an individual. Cause for over a year, I was posting 7 days a week, sometimes multiple times a day, especially in my stories. And after a year of that, I was like, get me out of here. I'm done with social media. This is not for me. And it's because I was performing and doing the, like, taking these actions in a way that wasn't aligned to me. And the moment I said, you know what, Sarah, you don't have to post 7 days a week. And I just gave myself that gift. It shifted everything. And that was at the time of us recording this, that was a little over a year ago. And ever since then, my content has completely shifted and become more aligned. My business has shifted. I've created more free time in my life, like from that one decision.
Wow. And the pressure, you know, because there's one thing about being like fearful to do something, but there's this other of resistance, you know, and they're two separate different things, you know, like a resistance of, oh, this doesn't quite feel aligned with me. And that takes some like intuitive looking and looking in our souls and stuff like that. And that resistance always shows up in our work, you know, always shows up in our work. And so it's just like, I'm like trying to get my clients to have more ease in their life, you know? And it seems like the exact opposite of what we want to do, you know, like ease and play and fun, you know, but I'm like, I promise it works. Yeah.
I know it really, that's a great point. It really is like, it goes against the grain of what we're taught that work should be really, really hard and it should just be a grind. And I mean, that's how I was raised. I'm like, I better work my ass off if I'm expecting to make a dollar, but it doesn't have to be that way. And I mean, it took me up until about 3 years ago to learn that. And so I'm glad that this is a message that is becoming more widely expressed.
Yes. And it does. It goes against like all that we know in the world, you know, like get up early, stay up late, go, you know? Yeah. But I have had to retrain my mind and I continually have to retrain myself that more work doesn't mean more. Yeah. It just doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing more work typically will guarantee you is more stress.
Yes. Yep, exactly.
That's about the only guarantee when it comes to more work.
Yep, so that is true.
Can you, as we explore human design a little bit more, could you give us like a little example or rundown of maybe a recent client conversation, at least obviously of what you can share, but kind of run us through, like, what does it look like when you're doing the human design work with somebody?
Yeah. So what we look at is in human design, we always start with this foundation of your human design type. And that kind of like, I talk to my clients, I'm like, we're building your new house, right? We're going to deconstruct everything and we're going to build a new foundation. And that new foundation is aligning with your type. And so there are five human design types and each one has gifts. When I was first learning about human design, I thought, oh, there's got to be a couple ones that are better than others, but it's not that way. It just, each one brings gifts to the table and those gifts really allow the person to have an avenue in their business, in their life of success. So every human design type can have whatever they want. There's no like qualifications or anything like that. And so each time each new client comes in. I do group coaching and things like that, and a membership and private coaching. And when we start in this journey for my group coaching clients, I'm like, we hit their human design first. As this visual of what type are you? What are your gifts that you were born with? What are your needs that you have, you know? Because oftentimes that's skipped over too, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, each human design type has a need. So I was working with a generator and she was like, I don't feel like a generator. No, a generator just like you has this go, go, go energy, kind of energizer bunny. And she's like, I don't feel like I have that at all. And so I was kind of like, I'm like, tell me about your story, you know? She's like, well, and it got to the point where she's like, you know what? I have been in severe burnout for like 3 years. And I'm like, well, there we go. You know?
Yeah.
Then let's start nurturing yourself in a scheduled, in a routine manner, not just put it off. Because you can see your life kind of stinks. And who wants to live like that? It's terrible. So really looking at like, how do we approach nurturing ourselves and real empathy for ourselves is part of the what we go over as well. And so, you know, that foundation really allows us to build on that and to look at all the other strengths, because then they start to believe and they start to have this alignment. They're like, okay, I can feel this. You know, I'm like, with my clients, we sign a contract that for a year, you're going to believe in yourself relentlessly. And it starts now, you know? And so it's a skill level to believe in yourself. It really is, you know? So we give your brain proof over and over and over again of the belief that you can do anything, that this relentless self-belief.
Oh, that's so good. And that, what you mentioned, like how someone could be a generator and someone can hear that and say, well, I feel like I don't have a lot of energy. So what's that? I love that you dug in and you weren't just like, no, this is the thing, right? This human chart, this is for you. So the fact that it doesn't feel aligned right now, we've got to dig in and figure out why. And then, yeah, you find out she's in burnout. And I can honestly say, so I did my human design probably like 2 years ago, but I didn't like do it in the way that you and I had done the human design chart. It was just sort of like this one-off. I didn't really, the person I was talking to, they didn't know what they were talking about either. It was just something we were exploring, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't pay them or anything for it. Oh my gosh, my camera. It's like doing its little thing. Anyways.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah. And I got manifesting generator and I read some of the things and I was like, I felt tired, exhausted. And I'm like, I just don't get it. So when you said that, I was like, damn, that's what it was. I wasn't in alignment. Everything was feeling forced. All of my actions I was taking were reflections of the way somebody else would do something. And now I see that when I am doing the thing that I am super passionate about and I'm doing it in a way that really honors how I show up, my energy is almost endless. Like I can tell when I do these podcast recordings, I am so energized afterwards. I'm not tired. I'm not depleted. I'm not feeling like, oh, I need to go lay down. I'm like, when's the next one? I'm so pumped. Let's do this again.
It's like refueling you,
yes.
You know? Yes. And that's such a good sign to be that self-awareness of like, what refuels you and what does not.
I have become very, very acutely aware of that exact statement you just made. And that has to do with everything. The foods I'm eating, the tasks that I'm doing, like whether it's household tasks, it's work tasks, like it, and I know whether it's sunny out or it's raining, like there are just things that I am so acutely aware of now that I can't unsee it at this point.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And it's really like, for you, you know, and your design type, it's about saying yes to those things that light you up, that get you sparkly, you know, just like a firecracker. It's your little sign like, oh yeah, I should go in that direction. And sometimes our logical mind tries to make sense of things, you know, and it's like, oh, you know, here's a pros cons list, or, or it tries to logic us out of things. But really that like sparkly feeling is driving you to your next stage and your next yes and your next thing. And when it's a blah feeling, it's a no, you know, when it's like, oh, I don't feel expansive in this, it's a no, you know, and we can be creative about how to say no to things, you know, and like, we can be like, okay, you know, honestly, I don't really need to do that. You know, like you can look at delegating, diminishing and deleting things off your plate. And it doesn't need to include like paying someone to do things or whatever, you know, there's like really neat ways to do that, that helps us to get to our yeses and to where we really want to go.
Yeah. And I think honestly, becoming super aware of the things that make me go, yes, this is a hell yes. And the things that are like, I don't know, it just feels sticky. It feels difficult, you know, all of that. Becoming really hyper aware of those things, it has really allowed me to trust those moments when I say, you know what, I'm going to pivot. I'm going to stop doing this task. Not because I'm not good at it, not because people don't resonate with it, because I don't like doing it. So I'm just not going to.
Yes, totally. Yeah. And that is full in alignment with you. And then you have the energy enough to say yes to those things that are in alignment with you. Mm-hmm. And then this energy just goes and goes and goes forever instead of being depleted. Yeah. And feeling yucky and gross.
Yeah. And that's exactly why I started doing 2 podcast episodes a week with Branded. For the last couple months, I have just, every time I record one, I absolutely love it. I'm energized by it. I love having the conversations I'm having with all of these incredible humans, and I'm connecting people to things that either they know they need or they have no idea were even out there. And that idea just lights me up. And so I dropped something off of my weekly to-do list because I said, you know what? I'm doubling up on the podcast. I love to do it. So you just, in giving yourself that permission and taking like self-responsibility for whatever direction this is going to go in, like that, like you said, it is a learned skill. 100%. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a learned skill. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Being able to trust yourself is a skill, and that we get as humans to build this a time and time again, you know, and kind of put blinders on to what everybody else is doing and just do our thing and do it the best that we can. Which with that alignment is that velocity. It's, is that speed, and things become easier. When I was launching my first program, I was like, okay, I'm just going to do this because this is what I feel like I should do, you know? And in 6 months, it was in 6 different countries. Now I took naps. I didn't work harder. I was like, I will tell you that naps are like my best friend, you know, like, I just like, it was, and I did it because I did it my way. And I, just took what I knew and what felt aligned to me. And I was like, here we go. Okay, let's do it. So
I love that. And it really is. It's one of those things that until you feel that flow, it really is. It's difficult for me to put into words, honestly, but it is exactly that feeling of, I just got done. Like, and it's not about being an achiever, right? But if we're putting metrics to something, it's like, let's say I built my website. I slowly, like when I look back, I took my time when I was building my website, but I did it in less than 30 days on a platform I had never used before.
So okay, like, that's amazing.
How on earth? And I just did it because I was in the flow. I was doing the, I was doing something that I thoroughly enjoyed. So when I sat down to do the work, it didn't feel hard and sticky. Yes. It was in the flow. And so it was like this thing. I had to experience moments like that a couple times before I was like, wait, am I like in the flow right now? Is that what's happening?
Yes. Yeah. And then we start to crave it, right? Mm-hmm. We start to like want it over and over and over and again. I feel like this flow and alignment, sometimes I'm like, the words are used so much that I'm almost like, we need a new word. But it really is what it is. It's like so good. That alignment is gold. That flow is gold. One of my clients who is, she got new branding pictures and she, I was telling her how gorgeous they were. And she's like, you know what? She's like, I used my projector flow and I just showed up as me. And I was like, stunning, you know, it just is like that ability to trust the flow, trust that alignment. And we know the answers inside of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's really why I believe I've been able to maintain that sort of feeling in my yes. business is because first off, I brought my awareness to it and I was like, ooh, this is good. Okay. So let's pay closer attention to the things that don't make me feel like this right now. Right. Yeah. But then I kept taking actions that almost as if I didn't even have to go from a to-do list or have something like, okay, I got to do this, this, and this tomorrow. It was like, mm-hmm. no, the actions I'm going to take tomorrow are the ones I'm supposed to be taking because they're going to move the needle yeah. in my business, even if it's just one degree, but it's what needs to get done. And it's what my energy can handle. And that's yes. what's going to happen. And so it was almost like every action I took was just sort of like, but of course, that's the thing I was going to do.
Yeah, it seems almost like just like so natural, you know, the mm-hmm. movement is so natural that sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, look at that. It's done, you know, and I try to celebrate those moments, you know, that's one of the things that I teach my clients too. I'm like, let's celebrate those wins because oftentimes we hurdle over them and we're on to the next thing. And I'm like, what you just did was freaking phenomenal. You know, like let's pause for just a hot second, you know,
yeah,
and acknowledge yeah. that. So it becomes a pattern of like, wow, I did trust myself. Here's where I ended up. It wasn't where I thought it was, but it actually became a lot better than I think it would have ever turned out, yeah. you know?
Yes. Oh, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And for me, that's what flow is. Mm-hmm. It's like it's different for everybody. Just like human design, it will be uniquely experienced mm-hmm. by you. And having conversations like this, I just want a woman to hear it and be like, I want that, or I'm feeling that. And now I understand what it is. Let's keep doing more of it. And so, yeah, that's why these conversations just light me up. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you, speaking of feeling in alignment with things yeah. and being that I am in branding, I find this to be a topic that is unique for everybody, just like with human mm-hmm. design. What about your brand, when you think about it, what mm-hmm. about your brand do you feel the most connected to?
When I was first in this entrepreneur space, I thought it had to be a lot like, I don't even know what, a lot like what I didn't have, you know?
Yeah.
But what I've brought to my branding that has felt so me is this love of life and this playfulness mm-hmm. and really being uncensored with the content that I put out there. I don't feel like it has to be packaged as pretty and whatever. It doesn't have to like have all the bells and whistles on it. It has to just simple execution that allows me to be center stage and allows me to really connect with my audience. I love being not far removed from them. And sometimes when we put so much stuff in front of us, yep. we can't get to them and they can't get to us. And so I always come to the table feeling like I want to share, like we're friends exchanging a warm hug and I want to be uncensored, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And that's exactly like, that is the emotion. That's the mm-hmm. feeling I believe that your brand evokes. Like I feel that sense of just comfortable. We could sit on the couch together and chat, even though I've only met you in person one other time. And that like you're successfully conveying that. And I really, really love that. And that's the reason I wanted to ask that question is because I really find so many people have such a misconception of what branding is. It doesn't have to be manipulative marketing. Yeah. It can be right. a reflection of your personality and of the things that you love and the things that you love about yourself, right? Like you love yeah. that you're kind and embracing and positive. And sometimes you want to be uncensored. And sometimes that doesn't even mean like throwing in a cuss word. Sometimes uncensored right. is saying God, if you want to talk about God.
Yes. Like, Yeah. And it's like this uncensored of like, unfiltered version of myself that in the past I used to feel like had to be filtered in order to project a certain outcome or be a certain way, you know? And so I try to remind myself that all I want is to really connect in a warm and loving way and to really be friends with my audience, you know, and feel like, yeah, we could sit down and have a chat, you know? Yeah. So I'm so glad. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's honestly, that's kind of a benchmark that I have whenever I meet people in person. Yes. I'm like, if I meet them, you know, for the very first time in person and I've only ever had a relationship with them online, it's like, are they actually a reflection of who I have known in this online space? And unfortunately, more times than not, that is not the case. Like people are they're vastly different in real life than they are online. And I understand to a certain degree, if you are branding yourself as like a really big business versus the person that is the head of a business, you know what I mean? Like Nike versus somebody who is the designer of a shirt that Nike sells, you know, like it covers it down a little bit. And yeah, I just, for me, branding is personal. It's connection. It's feeling like,
And that's where we're seeing the kind of, I think the pendulum has swung to this new way where we're seeing brands really take down the walls and the barriers and have it be like, hey, you know what? You really have me here. You know, I'm really a part of this. And I think going back to the fun of social media, which it was intended to be fun, you know, like it was intended to connect, you know? So
yeah, shocker. It's just social media. Yeah. You're meant to be social.
Let's just keep it easy, you know? So I want, I want those friendships and I want that deep connection. And I feel like when a brand can have that, and I try, and this is what I remind myself over and over again, because I want to stay true to that, is that like, yeah, when people meet me in person, I want them to say there's no disconnection. You know, I want it to be like, oh yeah, you know, we could just chat it up and stuff like that. So that's really important to me. And that authentic messaging comes through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And I will not be ashamed to admit that it took me a while to figure that out for myself. I spent a lot of time replicating other people and just not trusting myself. Mm-hmm. And we all kind of have to walk through that a little bit, I think, you know, it's part of the journey, but definitely, don't be afraid to just like lean into the parts of you that you've probably been hiding that you think are the parts you, you know, that people don't like. It's just, it's people pleasing at its best.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. And we all have to get there. Yeah. Cause we're human beings. We've conditioned, you know, to compare and emulate and stuff like that. And it's about like, putting on those blinders and really trusting ourselves and, you know, like, being connected with each other. Cause that's what people love. And that's what I love. I love having friends all over the world. I'm like, it's just so cool. You know, it's amazing.
It really is incredible. And it's incredible to see how there's like everybody's like, their own snowflake. Everybody's unique. But then when you really start to get to know people, you start to discover those bits and pieces that you have in common. And then there's like this cohesive oneness that you feel even with somebody across the world. Like I have plenty of people in Australia that I talk to on a regular basis and they're quite literally living in the future. And I'm like, and I'm like, how do I feel so connected to this human that I've never met in person? And we just vibe, like we just get each other and it's just a cool thing. And I never started feeling that way until I started embracing myself.
And started really reconnecting with who we are and and from there receiving that vision of where we want to go, what we want to do and how we want to do it, because we all have great skill sets, but we don't have to do it all, you know. We can just focus on what we do best and just let it roll.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So what is something that, you know, as this episode is airing, is there something we can keep our eyes open for? I know entrepreneurship's always an ever evolving and changing thing. So what's coming up next for you that we can keep our eyes open for?
Yeah. So I always have things going on. I always have, I always feel like creations are happening, you know, but I always love pointing people to getting, you know, their human design reading and really starting to develop their skills as far as like, this is who I am, because I don't have this blind spot anymore. It's like unveiling, you know? So I'm always just so like, all the my personal development methodology includes human design, because it's at the foundation of our very movement towards velocity and towards happiness and peace and power.
Oh, I want all the things. I want all of it. I'm so excited for our podcast episode together. And
yes, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. And for everyone listening, go to the show notes and get your human design chart done. Like, yes, click the link, get it done, get connected with Courtney, because, yeah, I mean, obviously she's the sweetest soul, and you want to connect with somebody that has this level of compassion and positivity when it comes to starting to unearth and understand, mm-hmm, things about yourself that either maybe you've been hiding or maybe you just don't understand yet. And you need that sort of guide, that compassionate guide.
Yes. Yeah. And that like unveiling. Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. All right. Anything you'd like to share as we sign off for today?
Oh, this has been so great, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And I'm just so appreciative of you and your light. And I can't wait to dive into your human design chart on my show. So super excited about that.
Love it. All right, you guys, until the next show, we'll see ya. Thank you so much for listening to Branded, the podcast. Please rate and review. And for more information, visit socialjanemedia.com. I'll see you soon.